Say Nothing is by Patrick Radden Keefe, and it is going to be reviewed for us by Robert Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
This is a factual book?
Yes, it's a mixture of journalism, true crime, and historical writing, and he does a really good job of blending those things together. He's an investigative journalist himself, but he uses a lot of different disciplines in this, and one of the most impressive things for me about the book is how well a lot of very academic things are mixed together and presented in a way that any reader can really readily accept.
So the story is, the basic story recapped is?
Okay, so Say Nothing is about the Troubles in Northern Ireland, and it's specifically about Belfast. And what I like particularly about that is Patrick Radden Keefe really zeroes in on what he's talking about. The Troubles is a massive topic, a very difficult history, and one that still resonates every day in Northern Ireland and around the world. But he does it very personally. So the beginning of the book, you find out about a woman who's abducted, and that abduction, Jean McConville, becomes the narrative that goes right through the book. What happened to this woman? Why did she disappear? And what was her children's journey for the rest of their lives trying to find her? And he uses Jean McConville as a touchstone throughout many different stories of the Troubles to show how interconnected everything is. It's a story of the IRA and the way that they fought, and also the way that the state and British espionage forces fought back. And it's a real, for me, it was a real reminder of the fact that it was a war. I wasn't really around for it, so for me it's always been a historical thing. But reading it, you realise that it was such a real conflict and so personal to a lot of these people. It also deals with the sisters who went to London, amongst other things, to do the bombings. And it uses their stories as a way to tell how difficult it was for these very young people. That was the other thing I hadn't really realised. Most of the members of the Provisional IRA were very young, 18, 19, 20. There's one man who's mentioned in it as being a veteran, and he was 23. So that was the level of age in it. But the really important thing about the book, and the thing I think it does much better than many of its contemporaries, is it really interrogates how oral history works. So the second half of the book is about an archive that was set up by a university in the United States. And they organized to do a bunch of oral history reviews in the 90s and early 2000s to try and get the testimony of the people who were involved so that later generations could understand it. And it was done on the understanding that this would never be aired until they died. So, and there was a bit of difficulty about that. The university thought it meant when each individual died, theirs could be released. The individuals were understood that nothing would be released until they were all dead. So they interviewed people from the Provisional IRA, the IRA, and the Unionist forces and the British military. And over the course of the 2000s, that becomes very difficult. And by 2010, people like Gerry Adams are being pulled into murder trials based on the evidence in those testimonies while those people are still alive. And I had no idea about any of that. And it's a brilliant, brilliant understanding of how difficult and fraught any interaction is, and also how memory really is one of the most powerful forces in war and peace.
Sounds like you are highly recommending it. It's got that structure with the archive in the second half. But just very quickly, Robert, does he write almost as a novelist in this first part of the story?
Yes. Yes. It's narrative nonfiction. So you live inside the stories that he's telling. There are about six main stories, and they all come from different parts of Belfast. One of them comes from outside Belfast. And you really start to live in the world of them, particularly the stories about the prisons that were in Belfast and in Belfast's river.
Sounds like you are highly recommending.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. I think it's probably the best piece of non-fiction narrative history written for the everyman that I've read in years.
Thank you very much for that. Robert Kelly has reviewed Say Nothing. It's by Patrick Radden Keefe. It is published by Doubleday.